Over the last 2 weeks, two billboards have gone up, one in Dallas, Texas, and one in Indianapolis, Indiana, both of which say precisely the same thing. Here's what's on the billboard. Across the top, in white letters and in quotation marks, are these three words, the perfect man. Then underneath, it lists six specific things about that man, who incidentally, friends, was anything but perfect. Three of the things that are listed of the six on the billboard are these: rapist, married 13 wives, 11 at one time, killed almost 600 Jews at one time, and then three other statements which are accurate as well. Of course, the perfect man, quote unquote, that's being referred to is Muhammad, the prophet of Islam. And of course, he was anything but perfect, and the six things listed on that sign have generated a lot of kickback from the Muslim community around the Midwestern United States and literally around the entirety of the country, as there is nothing on the billboard said about Muhammad himself as far as mentioning his name. It does not identify the Islamic faith as being the thing about which the billboard is talking. But of course, Muslims know well these things that Muhammad is accused of, and they've come out in force to try to deny them. But I want to go to our special guest today, Dan Kistler, history teacher, government economics professor for about 33 years, former pastor for 12 years, a man who has made it his life study to know these things. And Dan, let me ask you, those that are saying that Muhammad is the antithesis of the six statements on those billboards, Dan, explain why they are wrong. In other words, talk to us about who the prophet Muhammad actually was.
Dave, I think it's interesting, as I was listening to you describe what's on the billboard, and I've only seen a short glimpse of the one billboard, I think the one in Indiana. But it's interesting to me, Dave, that the Muslim faith is running away from its founder. The fact that the facts of who he was and what he did, they're running away from it, denying it. We in Christianity do not run away from our founder. We totally believe, hold to, support, promulgate, promote, talk about Jesus Christ. We're not ashamed of him, but they are running away from their founder because they know the things he did, his life. It's offensive. I'll say this, Dave, his name, the word Muhammad, means highly praised. And of course, you know, if you go back and you look at the history of this man, you know, of course, we talked earlier about him founding the Islamic faith there in Mecca. And if you look at his life, one of the statements on the billboard, it is true. He married a girl at age six, if I remember correctly, consummated the marriage when the girl was age nine. Dave, by any standards, moral standards, that's considered child molesting. But yet the Muslims, you know, this is the founder of their faith. They also teach, the Muslim faith teaches, that the God Allah had over 100,000 prophets that he sent to the earth to reveal, you know, the Muslim faith to mankind. Many of those prophets, they claim, are famous people in the Bible. They even include Jesus as one of Allah's prophets. But they believe that Muhammad was the last of all those 100,000 prophets and the greatest of all of them. And so what he says takes precedent over everyone else, including Jesus. And Dave, the thing that's fascinating to me, again, is the fact that when you look at his life history, his immorality, his brutal murder of those who opposed him, his treatment of Jews, I mean, the facts are out there. It does not take a rocket science degree. Like I said last night, I just pulled down an encyclopedia that's probably 40 years old and just looked at what it said page after page, five, six pages, Dave, on Islam, five or six pages just on the Prophet Muhammad. And amazingly enough, it told the facts. And what we are being having done to us today is we're being lied to by those in the Islamic faith who are running away from who their founder was, because they know if the truth is revealed about their founder, it's offensive to people, and it should be offensive.